The conception of many gods in the Vedic literature by the ignorant is completely wrong. The Lord is one without a second, but he expands himself in many ways, and this is confirmed in the Vedas. Such expansions of the Lord are limitless, but some of them are the living entities. The living entities are not as powerful as the Lord's plenary expansions. Therefore, there are two different types of expansions. Lord Brahma is generally one of the living entities, and Lord Shiva is the via medium between the Lord and the living entities. In other words, even demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who are the chief amongst all the demigods, are never equal to or greater than Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, and all-powerful demigods like Brahma and Shiva are engaged in the worship of Vishnu or Lord Krishna. Therefore, who can be more powerful than Mukunda, Lord Krishna, to be factually called the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are not independent powerful. They are powerful with expansions of the Supreme Lord, and all of them are engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and so also are the living entities. There are four sects of worshipful devotees of the Lord, and the chief amongst them are the Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, descending directly from Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi respectively, because the above-mentioned three Sampradayas, there is the Kumara Sampradaya, descending from Sanat Kumara. All of them four original Sampradayas are still scrupulously engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord up to date, and they all declare that Lord Krishna Mukunda is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and no other personality is equal to him or greater than him.
主 Brahma 屬於普通生物的範疇，主 Shiva 屬於至尊主和普通生物之間。換句話說，就連像主 Brahma 和主 Shiva 兩人的全體半世人中的領袖人物，都永遠不能同等或高於至尊主、至尊人格斗神主 Vishnu。幸運女神 Lakshmi 和 Brahma、Shiva 等強大有力的半世人，都忙於崇拜 Vishnu 主 Krishna。因此，還有上人地 Mukunda 的主 Krishna 更強大，主 真正配得上被稱為至尊人格守神呢？幸運女神 Lakshmi 主 Brahma 和主 Shiva 雖然強大，但不是完全獨立的，他們作為至尊主的擴展而強大，並且都忙於為至尊主做超然的愛心服務，所以也都屬於生物的範疇。至尊主虔誠的奉獻者分四大傳承，其中為首的分別是直接從主 Brahma 傳下的傳承 Brahma Sampradaya， 主 Shiva 傳下的傳承 Vuja Sampradaya 和幸運女神 Lakshmi 傳下的傳承 Sri Sampradaya。 除了上述三個傳承外，還有一個是由 Sanat Kumara Sampradaya 傳下的傳承。這四個最原始的傳承至今還在十分努力地為至尊主做超然的服務，都宣稱至尊人格守神就是主 Krishna Mukunda， 沒人等同於或比他偉大。
Om Agana Timinandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militanyena Tasmai Shri GuruShri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhuta Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shah Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savarutam Padichana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaurastase Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanyam Nityananda Sahodito Gaurodaya Pushpavanto Chitra Sandotana So many people are confused that there's many equal gods, they're all same. And we'll find sometimes that Bhagavan, the address of Bhagavan is used for Brahma and for Shiva. And descriptions of Shiva in different Puranas, people think he must be supreme. But there was a history, there's many history, but at the Daksha Yajna. So first Brahmaji came. And all the people were offering him respect and calling him the supreme. Then Shiva came. And when Brahma started to worship Lord Shiva, then Vishnu came. And Shiva is worshiping
Vishnu.
So because they're representing the Supreme Lord and because they're the Supreme Person present at the particular time, they may be honored like that, but they don't feel like they're Supreme, they know. Yeah, but Krishna is the energetic, the Supreme Source of all the others. The living entities like us were also some sort of expansion. Foolish Mayavadi promise people you are God or you can become God or
something.
That means they have no understanding of God because it means the original person.
Adi Purusha.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhupada, Matak Sarvam Pravartate. I'm the source of everything and everything comes from me. That's everything, including the demigods, including all the incarnations, all the Vaikunthas, everything. So this knowledge is handed down. Four main sampradayas. Brahma sampradaya. That's the one that we happen to be in. And that Lord Chaitanya chose to join in. So at the moment it's growing and flourishing because of Lord Chaitanya's connection with it. It's actually called the Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Sambhadaya.
我们其实我们要进入成为叫 Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sambhadaya。
Madhvacharya re-established the real teaching of that Sambhadaya. Due to the Kali Yuga, that, you know, everything was mixed up and Mayavadi preaching became very prominent. Madhvacharya was a special agent to re-establish that, to learn from. He actually, even though he came thousands of years after Vyasadeva, he was able to go and meet Vyasadeva in the Himalayas and study under him and come back and teach very powerfully.
Madhvacharya, 虽然是在 Vyasadeva 几千年之后才显现，但他有能力是去到呢亲自呢是见到Vyasadeva，从他身上学习呢，再回来呢是教导的。
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he joined that Sambhadaya also.
跟随后来呢，其实他是参加了同一个师徒传承。
So that's represented by Madhva, then there's the Rudra Sambhadaya.
咁呢是跟住呢，有另外一个呢就是 Rudra Sambhadaya。
What, Vishnu Swami? So that was...In recent history, there was Vishnu Swami who re-established those teachings.
咁近代咧就係一位領性老師叫 Vishnu Swami 咧，係建立咧佢哋嘅師徒傳承嘅教導。
And the Sri Sampradaya.
跟住係 Sri Sampradaya.
And that's the Ramanuja Sampradaya.
係 Ramanuja 嘅師徒傳承。
They worship Lakshmi Narayan.
佢哋崇拜咧 Lakshmi Narayan.
They understand also they so.And then there's the Kumara Sampradaya.
咁另外一個咧就係 Kumara Sampradaya.
And that's by the Nityo, what is it? Nimbarka Sampradaya.
即係因為聆聽到師叫 Nimbarka， 佢嘅建立嘅教導
啊。The Nimbarka Acharya learned actually from the Kumaras.
咁 Nimbarka Acharya 咧係從 Kumara 弟兄弟嗰度學習。
In Navadvip.
In Navadvip.
It's described by Lord, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In there in Navadvip, it's near Bel Kapur. There were some Brahmanas worshipping with Shiva. And one of them, his name was Nimbodicha. Nimbodicha. He was especially worshipping very sincerely.
咁有位特別咧，並肯地崇拜咧，就係一位叫 Nimbo Diksha。
So, you know, with the pure desire to really understand. So Lord Shiva appeared to him.
佢有純粹嘅慾望咧，係去明白呢個心理嘅。咁所以咧 ，Shiva 咧喺佢面前顯現。
And he told him to go to a certain place in the forest, and he would meet some young brahmacharis there.
咁佢就叫。即係甚至咧，佢去森林咧嗰度啦，咁就會遇見一啲 brahmacharya。
So he went and he met this Kumara。
咁佢去森林裏邊咧，就遇見咧四位 Kumara。
They appear like five-year-old boys, but they're actually original gurus of the universe。
咁你佢哋睇上嚟咧就係五歲嘅小朋友，但係其實咧佢哋係咧最原始嘅呢個宇宙嘅靈性導師。
They did not want to be bothered with the troubles of.Growing up, you know, family life and all those things and different desires have come, so they just stayed 5 years old. They taught him to worship Radha and Krishna. And while he was worshipping Radha and Krishna, suddenly Radha and Krishna appeared to him. He was completely overwhelmed in ecstasy. And then all of a sudden they became one beautiful golden form. 非
常之漂亮啦，金黄色嘅形象啦，就係高林噶。
And he was more amazed。
咁咧係更，佢更加咧驚訝啦。
But then Lord Chaitanya told him, "You meditate on this, but don't tell anyone. I'll be coming in the future and appearing."
咁就聽翻人直接佢咧自己冥想住呢個形象咧，但係唔好話俾人聽，我將來咧就會顯現噶。
And actually, all of these acharyas had similar experiences in Navadvipa.
咁其實咧，呢咁眾多位嘅領性導師咧，都喺 Navadvipa 咧有類似嘅經驗。
So they didn't tell anyone, but they were always meditating on Gauranga.
咁佢哋咧就冇咧去話俾人哋聽啦，佢哋嘅經歷啦，但係咧就經常咧就去冥想住咧。高金就咧美麗嘅金黃色形象。
Knowing that the Sankirtan movement was going to come，
佢哋知道咧 Sankirtan 能夠咧即將降臨。
So Lord Chaitanya, when he did appear, he took from each one of these sampradayas a few things。
咁當主釋迦顯現咧，佢從唔同嘅 sampradaya 咧係攞抽取一啲要點。
I don't remember all the details, but worship of Radha and Krishna, service to devotees。Faith in the deity, these different things, and then he perfected it all with this achintya veda veda tattva
philosophy.
Achintya veda veda tattva means simultaneously one and different.
这个名字就是说即同时是同一同时也有分别的。
And that in order to explain Krishna's leelas and Krishna's position and so many things, that is very much required.
这个概念是当我们去解释 Krishna 的需要当中 Krishna 的品质那是可以用得到。
And Krishna in Bhagavad Gita he does do the same thing.Chapter 9, verse 4. I'm everywhere, but everything is not in me. Krishna is inside of everything, but everything is in him. Krishna is the oldest, but he's always young.
Krishna 咧係最老嘅一個人，但係佢經常咧保持年輕。
Krishna is the biggest, and he's also the smallest.
Krishna 咧係最偉大啦，亦都係最微小啊。
So scientists they are, can't be.
科學家就諗唔通啦，
So, but now this after Lord Chaitanya's appearance.No one is told anymore not to tell anybody about Lord
Chaitanya.
But we're supposed to tell everyone. When Lord Chaitanya gave the order, tell everyone. Yadi deke chara deke Krishna padesh.Wherever you go and whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna.
無論你去到邊度啦，見到咩嘢都好啦，都話俾人聽啦，關於 Krishna.
Yadi deke chara deke. Then wherever you go, just tell somebody about Bhagavad Gita. Tell them about the holy name.
咁你當你遇到任何咧，都可以講俾佢聽咧，關於國家神道。
Tell everyone about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
講俾人聽咧，關於咧最西方人嘅恩典。
This age of Kali is so crazy。
呢個卡利年代咧係咁瘋狂㗎。
People becoming more and more aware about how bad the Kali is, but they don't know the reason。
啊，個個人咧都睇得到咧，卡利年代係幾咁越嚟越每況愈下，但係就知道點解。
And still concocting all kinds of material solutions。
佢哋咧仍然喺度咧去推敲一啲咧物質嘅解決方法。
So they're worried about the global warming, now the food crisis, right? Have that here?
The
price of food is going up like anything.
之前就地球咧呢一個咧， 这个温室效应啦，而家咧就讲到咧，就系个问题咧，就系食物嘅价钱咧系高涨。
Because in Kali Yuga, everybody moved away from the farms.
因为他们现在咧个啲人咧都搬离开，离开晒啲农庄。
And they have to transport the food very far before you can get it.
咁佢哋要咧将啲食物咧从好远嘅地方咧运过嚟咧先有得食。
Must be the same here. We used to go to the big market in Tokyo.
咁呢度同我谂同东京差唔多啦，都系有啲市场咁样。
Unbelievable big place.They throw away something like 13 tons of things every day.
好似東京嘅市場咧，就係每日咧，每日棄置咧三十噸嘅食物嘅。
So it's easy to get a lot of donations, but when you go around there, you see that food is coming from everywhere in the world.
咁當你去呢啲大城市入邊嘅市場咧，你就會睇到食物咧係從咧世界各地嗰度嚟嘅。
From South Africa, from South America, from China, everywhere. Any country you can think of, they have something coming from.
These 食物咧係嚟自南美啊、南美洲啊、南非啊，甚至中國啊。
It all has to be refrigerated, has to fly, has to go by, some of it can go by ships. It's great expense.
These 幾貴嘅，好多食物都要用飛空運啊，又要雪藏啊，咁個呢啲個費用都好高嘅。
But the bottom line is that people just have no spiritual consciousness. Anand Bhavati Parjanyan, that the grains come from rain. You need water for any kind of food to grow.
所有嘅食物咧，必須要雨水咧，先能夠生長。
And the rains come from yoga, from activities for the pleasure of Vishnu.
而呢、這個雨水咧，係嚟自咧，從咧為主 Vishnu 咧做犧做崇拜咧犧牲祭而嚟。
So there's practically no yoga anymore.
但係咧，基本上呢個世間就冇乜人做呢個祭祀。
And in this age, only the Maha Yoga, the Sankirtan Yoga of the Holy Name, really is effective.
咁事實上咧，喺呢個年代咧，只有呢一個咧偉大嘅祭祀咧，就係呢個替眾聖靈運動咧，先至會有效。
So that's Lord Sri Chaitanya's mercy. He's given that freely.
咁呢個係主催翻人嘅恩典啦，佢係免費咁樣下達。
Krishna Varna Tusha Krishna, that he's the same quality as Krishna, always chanting the name of Krishna, but he's not the color of Krishna.
主催翻人咧，佢經常咧係佢唱用 Krishna 嘅聖名啦，佢思念 Krishna， 但係佢嘅顏色同 Krishna 唔一樣。
Sango Pangasa Parshad, his associates are the weapons. Lord Chaitanya didn't come to kill anyone.
咁主催翻人咧嚟到咧，唔係想殺死任何人。
The previous incarnations are all killing the demons.
之前嘅化身咧。主要發生咧都係嚟殺死一啲惡魔。
But in this age, everyone would have to be killed. So Lord Chaitanya gave the holy name freely for everyone.
咁因為呢個年代咧，基本上個個都要被殺噶啦。咁咧，所以咧，主咧就好恩典地咧，將聖靈咧免費派發。
Yam yajna sankirtana, that the yajna is sankirtana.
咁呢一個祭祀咧，呢個年代嘅祭祀咧，其實咧就係 sankirtana。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And those who have good intelligence, you have to say, Sumedhita, those who have good intelligence, so join us.
咁嗰啲咧有超凡智慧嘅人咧，就會咧係參加呢個運動。
And when I go to Nigeria, there's people are poor there.
咁喺非洲咧
就。Government is rich, but.
Nigeria 是什麼呢？
所
以利亞利亞利亞利亞利亞這個地方呢，人們很窮。
The news media people, they're quite nice there, and they always come to interview, and they're interested.
那裡的報紙都挺好人，那他們都來訪問我們的。
So they ask us, you know, what will you do about poverty? Why, how can you, just by chanting?
那他們就問我們怎樣去解決貧窮的問題呢？咁我哋就話咧，就係單靠啲唱誦。
they're thinking that they need to have big tractors and farming machines and you know, all kinds of material advancement.
咁佢哋以為咧，必須有一啲咧，啊一啲現代化機器，有啲拖拉機啊，咁先可以咧去改善佢哋嘅貧窮。
But they don't, because they don't understand that Krishna is the supreme Lord, he's the controller of everything.
因為佢哋唔明白到咧 ，Krishna 係至尊主啦，佢係控制一切嘅。
And that if he's pleased, and people becoming God conscious, then everybody will be satisfied.
咁因為咧，至尊主咧，如果係被取悦咧。咁佢咧，啊，所有人咧，亦都咧係會感到快樂，同我哋照顧。
So we have to, we promote that. We have to have faith. This is the real thing.
咁我哋有呢個信念啦，呢個咧先係真正嗰樣嘢。
Chanting the holy name is the topmost activity for a human being.
啊，唱咗聖名咧，係生命佢咧最高嘅活動嚟。
All these Sampradaya Acharyas are chanting the name of God. Lord Shiva is chanting, Lord Brahma. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All these, you know, national disasters, not that we don't like to see, of course, people, you know, suffering in so many ways from cyclones and hurricanes, but we see they're increasing.
咁當然大件嘅災禍咧，我哋唔想見到啦，因為啲人受好多苦啦。但係你可以睇到啦，大件災禍咧不斷咁樣增加緊。
In America, they have so many tornadoes and hurricanes, floods, drought.
咁喺美國咧有好多
嘅，
有啲颱風啊，有啲龍捲風啊，亦都有水災啊，亦都有旱災啊，每樣咧就越嚟越嚴重啊。
People can't, they're crazy. They can't understand. It's not some religious, you know, fundamentalists that say God is angry and he's punishing the sinful people.
啲人唔明白點解啲事情咁樣發生嘅，但係有啲激進嘅宗教嘅人士咧，就會諗咧，係因為咧神咧係憤怒啦，而家懲罰我哋。
But that's not God is loving, but the people rebel and go against Him and live sinfully, then they have to get what they deserve.
咁其實神咧就好愛人嘅，但係咧因為咧人咧唔跟隨咧神嘅法律去生活咧。所以咧，佢哋咧要承受咧，啊，佢哋咧應得嘅報應。
We should hate the sin, not the sinner.
我哋應該咧係去憎恨咧呢個罪惡，唔係呢個犯罪嘅人。
So devotees are trying to, you know, prepare people, because no matter what, death comes.
咁我奉獻者咧就盡量去幫啲人準備好啦，因為咧最終嚟講咧，死亡咧終於都會嚟臨嘅。
So many philosophers have that understanding.
好多哲學咧都有同一個概念。
Life is a journey to death.
人生咧，只不過係一個去到達咧死亡嘅一個旅程。
You know, when I first joined the movement, the devotees would preach that all the time. Everyone's going to die. You're going to die.
咁當我參加呢個運動嘅時候咧。奉獻嘅時候都傳教嚇，哦，個個都要死嘅，個個始終你係都會死嘅。
But for the devotees, that was not that was means now you have a chance to be prepared to die properly.
咁作為奉獻者咧，而家我哋咧就有一個機會咧，準備自己咧好好咁樣去接受死亡。
People would say, "Why are you so pessimistic? And why don't you be happy?"
咁有啲人就話：點解你咁悲觀啊？點解正面啲啊
？Enjoy
啊！我哋咧年輕，我哋可以享受下先啦。
Our science will find a way to preserve the body。
啊！呢個科學咧，好發明咧，點樣去保存呢個身體
？Keep living。
嗱，我哋之後，我哋咧可以繼續去生存。
Yeah, different stupid things, people are thinking。
好多人都諗啲好蠢、好多蠢嘅嘢。
But one should know, and then live. So that death is not disturbance.
咁我哋應該學習咧點樣去生活咧？當死亡來臨嘅時候咧，唔會騷擾到我哋。
It has to come。
但死亡一定會來臨。
In the mature world。
因為呢個係世界嚟。
So we learn from Lord Chaitanya how to live。
我哋從主身下咧學習點樣生活。最後就是你要生活啦，快樂地生活啦。
And the point is living a joyful life in Krishna consciousness, then it's always joy, no matter what.
萬一個人咧，如果係根據主車單人嘅教導咧，係快樂咁樣去生活咧，咁咧無論點樣咧，佢都係會快樂。
The mature world will always be what it is.
本身就係經常咧保持佢嘅原本嘅樣。
Krishna made it that.
因為Krishna特登係咁樣創造呢個
世界。Atheists will say, "Well, why didn't God make the world without any problems?"
咁咧，無神論者咧就話神啊，點解唔創造個世界冇問題嘅咧
？Why, you know, why are there wars? Why are there floods? Why are there diseases?
點解會有呢個世界咁多戰爭啊、疾病啊、災難
？There is such a thing. Yeah, there's a spiritual world that's
其實
係
有個咁嘅地方
嘅，
領性世界就係咁
噶
啦，冇呢啲問題
嘅。But some foolish people they don't want to stay there.
但係咧，愚蠢嘅人咧，好多愚蠢嘅人咧就想留喺嗰度。
Come to the mature world.
啊，特登咧要搞
嘅。Try to enjoy, try to be the proprietor, try to be the enjoyer.
好多愚蠢人咧選擇嚟到呢個物質世界咧，甚至去成為呢個擁有者啊、享受者。
But then along comes all the other things also.
咁當你嚟到之後咧，咁自然地咧有其他嘢咧跟埋一齊。
So, Krishna did make everything perfect, and it's available also.
咁 Krishna 事實就係將佢嘅創造係完美嘅，咁亦都係有得咧係。
We don't have to die to go there either. One can just chant Hare Krishna, just become absorbed in serving the holy name, serving the deity, serving the devotee.
一個奉獻者咧，可以咧喺佢沉醉於唱念聖名啦，唱無奉獻者啦，服務凡上。
That's our life.
呢個咧就係我哋嘅生命。
And that way we're serving everybody, helping the world.
咁樣樣嘅話咧，我哋真喺度咧係幫助每一個人啊，服務緊每一個人。
The more people are chanting the holy name and giving up the sinful activity, then that's actually helping.
咁如果越多人係唱念聖名唱念聖名同埋放棄啲罪惡活動咧，其實我哋係幫緊呢個世界。
Then this movement is just getting started. Lord Chaitanya's golden age is just getting started.
咁我哋呢個最新翻嚟嘅運動其實啱剛剛開始啊，即係黃金年代咧剛剛開始。
So it's a chance for anyone can take it.
啊，呢個唱念聖名咧，每一個人都可以去收集咁。
Doesn't matter what you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying.Grihe Kako Bani Gako. Whether you live in the forest, or whether you're a householder, a brahmachari, or grihastha, or sannyasi, chant the holy name.
好似巴斯拉塔夫就講啦，無論你係居住喺森林啊，或者係位居士啊，或者你係精守身啊、托住身啊都好啦，你都唱盡聖名啦。
Whether you're happy or whether you're not happy, chant the holy name.
無論你快樂或者不快樂都好啦，都唱盡聖名。
That's for everybody.
親信聖名係俾每一個人嘅。
One does not have to change. Of course, if you're unhappy and chant, you'll become happy.
咁當然，如果你唔快樂，你去親信聖名咧，你就會變得快樂。
But we don't have to change our position in society. Just have to change that consciousness.
你唔需要去改變咧自己喺社會上嘅地位咧，你係只係需要咧去改變你嘅意識啊。
Join the Sankirtan movement. What we done?
呢、这個呢，參加呢一個精進同運動啦，呢、这個我哋嘅説説講呢排。
That verse I said in the beginning, one day Shri Krishna Chaitanya and I offer respects to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
我之前念誦嘅之餘咧，我向咧主車山馬路哥咧係致以虔敬嘅禮拜。
Nityananda Sahodito, also they've appeared together.
咁 Nityananda 哥哥咧同主車山咧係一齊顯現嘅。
Go to the eastern side and go to Desh, just like the sun and the moon. To dissipate the darkness of the Kali Yuga. What that darkness means, ignorance.
因為黑暗咧，即係代表咧願望啊。
Bodily concept and life。
因為身體概念嘅生命。
See here, now you're in the middle of a big shopping area。
嗱，好似我哋而家呢個呢度咧，廟堂咧，就係喺呢個一個好大嘅購物中心嘅中間。
If you go and count, you'll see that the you know, great majority of the stores are just for decorating the body.
如果你去同佢親自睇下咧，其實所有一切嘅嘢咧，都係為咗咧裝飾我哋嘅身體。
For hair coloring and hair cutting, hair decorating.
有佢啲髮廊啦，幫你染髮啊、剪髮啊，諸如此類。
Fingernails. Big money people spend.
啲人花好多錢走去修甲嘅。
New teeth, new skin,
牙齒嘅保養啦，或者你啲皮膚啦、美容啦。
What to speak of clothes and fashion?
啊，就冇講到衣服啦、時裝。
Decorating their own feet, worshiping their lotus feet. So many shoes.
有唔同嘅鞋咧，去裝飾佢哋啲腳啦。
And there's some places for feeding the body, so you can keep going.
咁亦都有好多地方咧，係攞去餵飽你個身體嘅。
Cosmetic
化妝品啦。
One of the biggest industries in the world。
係咧，呢個世界上其中一個最大嘅工業。
Body。
但係去裝飾呢個身體啊。
Lord Chaitanya said, "You spend your days decorating your body, uselessly decorating your body. Wake up."
咁主親人就話：你整日咧係浪費你嘅時間咧，去裝飾你嘅身體啊，醒來吧。
We were just on Harinam in Kobe in Japan, and I saw one shop was called I Love Body.
咁我啱啱喺日本呢個 Kobe 一個地方咧係。
And they're really dedicated.
就像 Harinam 咁嗰個商有間商店叫安安我嘅身體。
Puja, they do.
啊，佢哋咧崇拜佢哋嘅身體嘅，其實啲人。
So that is madness.
呢啲係瘋狂嚟
嘅。Thinking that I'm this body is like the worst condition to be in。
當我哋咧去諗我哋係呢個，我哋認同我哋係呢個身體嘅時候，係一種咧最差勁嘅境況。
But that's being promoted like anything. So by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one and dancing, using the body to serve Krishna, we can get free from that.
咁好多人咧都去提倡呢個身體受刑罰，但係通過唱聖聖人咧去跳舞啊，去用我哋嘅身體去榮耀主咧，咁我哋就可以咧去去解決依家呢種身體概念化嘅諗法。
By decorating the deity, we can get free from the desire to decorate our own body。
咁當我哋去裝飾咧神像嘅身體咧，就可以咧去克服咧，我哋咧就裝飾自己心態呢個諗法。
Kali and Maya they're working together and they made everything fashion.
Kali 同埋 Maya 咧係合聯手合作啊，就你會睇到咧咁多唔同種類嘅所謂時裝。
When I was young, you know, nobody wanted to wear glasses.
當我細個嗰陣咧，冇人中意戴眼鏡。
They said boys don't make passes if girls can wear glasses.You know, that if you wear glasses, nobody will like you. You're just considered an intellectual or something. Bookworm. Now it's one of the biggest fashion industries. People have many of them for different occasions, different designer eyeglasses.
咁而家啲人咧就唔同場合咧就戴唔同咧嗰啲品牌啊設計嘅眼鏡。
They don't have a watch just to keep time. It's for fashion. They have many. Different dress, different watch.
啊，啲人嘅手錶咧就唔係淨係。
Concerned about the body.
啊，啲人譬如啲錶手錶咧就唔係用嚟睇時間，係用嚟咧襯衫咁去咧就有即係好關注咧自己身體嘅美麗。
And the artificial suntan.
同埋一啲咧係，
I just came to Japan, all over Europe.
啊，呢啲人造嘅太即係叫咩啊？太陽燈啊嘛，等到你曬即係用一個太陽燈曬出個身體，又而家好年輕啊。
So one very expensive shop in Dublin, Ireland, they had artificial suntan, and wigs and fingernails.
咁咧喺愛爾蘭呢個敦布林呢個地方咧，就佢哋有一間鋪頭好貴嘅，就幫人咧就係呢一個咧用啲炭灰曬你啲皮膚啦，跟住咧一啲假嘅指甲啦，或者假髮啦，都好貴嘅。
You hardly find anything for the mind. There's not very many bookstores.
Sorry.
There's not much even for trying to improve your mind.
佢呢啲一切嘅服務咧，都冇改善我哋嘅心意。
Very rare to find anything for the spiritual, for the self, for the real person.
你甚至更難揾到咧，係任何嘢咧係可以咧俾到個靈魂嘅。
The Krishna consciousness, chanting the holy name, Bhagavad Gita, that's for cultivating the soul.
但呢個 Krishna 之樂啦，Krishna 之樂咧，唱誦啦、聆聽啦，關於放緊阿譚啊、放緊梵高咧。就是令到靈魂更加健康的幫助。
Then one can be really happy.
一個人就可以真正變得快樂。
Peaceful living, high thinking.
簡朴的生活和崇高的思想。
Of course, we have to dress the body, we have to clean it, and you know, all the cut the fingernails and everything, but simply for practical purposes.
那我們仍然要去用衣服覆蓋我們的身體，去剪手指甲或者之類，但這些全部都變成是一個實際的需要。
But because we're so conditioned,
we see the body. 但是因為我們的條件限制是這麼重，我們經常都會經常看到我們的身體。
But if we just keep chanting the holy name, all these misconceptions and everything gets cleared away.
咁當我哋繼續去唱誦聖名咧，呢啲嘅誤解咧，好快就會被清除。
And one can understand who the leader.
咁一個人咧，真正明白到咧自己嘅身份咧，我哋係 Krishna 嘅仆人。
Lord Chaitanya is giving that topmost benediction right away. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. 主親啊，係直接俾到呢個咧至高無上嘅祝福俾我哋嘅。
Giving Srimad Bhagavatam freely.They don't discriminate like that. People have to be brahmanas or you know, educated or anything. They simply have to have a desire. And devotees, they go to create that kind of desire and give them
knowledge.
So we have to just pray to Lord Nityananda that we can take that mercy that he's giving so freely. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Kabe Nityananda, More Kore Doya, when will I get that mercy of Lord Nityananda?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur said,
Dear More Nija, Vishaya Ramaya, when we get the mercy of, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we'll be freed from Maya. Shadaibi Mori.Chadanyarachaya, when we get the shelter of the lotus feet, we get that mercy. And then Vishayata Maya, no more Maya. Then Namera Hatete, Dibe Adhikar, the Namhata, the market of the holy name, we can take part in distributing the holy name. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda. But we only have to take it. Lord Nityananda is giving it to everyone freely.
You
just have to surrender and take that mercy. That's what we need. That's what everybody needs. And the more we give, we try to give the mercy.The more the mind becomes peaceful and the more everything gets better. Okay, thank you very much.
Chie,
right? that right? Is that what you're saying? That's Taiwan now. What do you say? You say also. Any questions?
No man hai.
Okay.
Is that people have no Krishna consciousness, then people suffer. Then how most of the people in the world are doing the same thing, they don't feel that suffering. How can to realize that the situation?
Well,
你說那些人沒有Krishna,那些人在受苦,那怎麼辦?但世界上很多人就一直享受生活,就覺得自己在受苦,怎麼可以讓他們明白到這一點呢?
We can somehow or other get them to hear the kirtan, chant the holy name.
我們是用一些方法去吸引一些人去參加這個kirtan,領受這個聖名的。
Then they can understand what real pleasure
is.
They know they're suffering, but they don't know why. Because along with all these other shops, there's so many medicine shops. And all the medicine is promising to end your suffering.
所有藥物都說可以終止你的痛苦。
Pain killer.
很多止痛藥。
I don't know, in Nigeria especially, they have so many signboards about pain killer.
好像在尼日利亞就很流行,很多廣告就是宣傳那些止痛藥。
They have pain clinics. They actually call it pain. You see big signs in San Diego called pain.
在聖尼亞哥,美國。They're
suffering.
有一些診所就說治療痛症的診所
But then Maya is telling him, just get this medicine, just get this surgery, everything's alright.
Maya就告訴他,這種藥或者做這個手術,你所有痛苦都會離開你
Just get rich, you won't suffer. People are suffering so many ways.
又或者你有錢又不會受苦,但其實人在不同方面都受了很多苦
And they can't, because they're suffering so much, they can't understand philosophy But the holy name, if they can somehow hear the kirtan and chant the holy name, take the sadhana, then they get
pure.
That's what we mainly try to do is give people. Some people say, well, devotees are also suffering, devotees get sick. Sometimes they lose their job. They get
divorced.
So what's the use of that? But a devotee doesn't see that the same way.
同意呢,看同一件事,不是同一個看法的。They
take it differently.
他們呢,是用另一個觀點去看的。
Because they know they're not the body.
因為同意者呢,知道他們不是這個身體。
There may be pain, there may be problems, but they don't suffer the same way.
雖然他們身體給到他們痛楚,問題,但是他們呢,跟普通人的受苦的程度呢,是不一樣的。
Anyway, when we're in the mature world, there's always problems. There's always heat, cold, happiness, distress. No one tolerates it.
有寒暑嘅問題啦，冷熱嘅問題啦，或者咧係快樂啦、痛苦嘅問題嘅。
Okay.
因為你學識咧去容忍嘅。
So they're just caught up, they're just madly thinking if they just get the proper haircut they'll be happy, if they just get the right cosmetic, if they get the surgery and get their eyes opened up, you know, get the fat taken off or get some muscles put on, you know. Such big businesses, that's another.
剪一個新的髮型啊，或者化個妝啊，或者減下肥啊，或者練下啲肌肉咧，都會令到自己快樂啲。其實唔得嘅。
Bangkok is especially big for this cosmetic surgery.
啊，曼谷好流行呢個整容嗰啲手術嘅。
So that when Bhojadev, when he got hurt in Manipur, he was in a big hospital, very famous hospital. People come from all over the world.
What's the Prabhu's name?
Bhojadev.
Bhojadev.Bhojadev 做波咧，佢咧係受喺馬尼湖嗰個炸彈事件受傷之後咧，就喺曼谷一間好出名嘅醫院嗰度就醫嘅。
So they had a sign outside in one of the clinics about all the different things.
咁佢哋喺個診所門口咧有個牌咧講到佢有咩手術做。
Change this, change that, change even change your sex.
咁佢又可能係改呢樣改嗰樣啊。
There was one king and he didn't have any children.
咁呢位國王咧，佢係冇任何嘅孩子啊。
So he needed a son to inherit the kingdom.
咁佢需要一個孩子咧，係去咧承繼呢個王國。
So he got the brahmanas to do the jagya, so his wife could have a son.
咁咧，佢就請咗啲 brahman 咧做咗個祭事咧，就祈求咧佢個太太咧會生個仔。
His wife wanted a daughter, so somehow or other she got to the brahmanas and.Arranged it would be a daughter.
咁但係個太太又中意要個女嘅，所以咧，咁佢就同啲莊民講咧，就安排咧佢生個女。
They changed one syllable in the mantra.
佢哋咧改咗咧個 mantra 入邊其中一個字嘅啫。
You know, long instead of short. So the child was born as a daughter.
咁因為個婆羅門改咗呢個 mantra 其中一個字啊。
So the king couldn't understand because the mantras, you know, they're very effective, they
won't.
Somehow he found out what happened. So he prayed Lord Shiva and another jagya.
He prayed?
They did another jagya for Lord Shiva.
咁跟住咧，佢哋咧就為主 Shiva 咧係做咗另外一個果仔。
And the girl became a boy.
咁呢個女仔就變成一個男仔。
So when he was grown up, young prince, he was traveling.
咁當呢個王子咧長大咗之後咧，開始咧係去旅遊啊。
And somehow they wandered into the forest where Shiva and Parvati.
咁呢個王子咧就去到咧。在 Shiva 和 Parvati 住那個森林裡面。
Parvati had made it, that he could only one man in that place, only Shiva.
那呢 Parvati 呢就發了一個誓呢，就是呢除了 Shiva 之外呢，不想有任何的男子呢是進入那個。
So suddenly all the men turned into women?
那突然間呢，所有的男人都變成了。
Even the horses?
包括啲馬。
And then we're shocked.
那他們很震驚。
So then when they got home again, the father was now he didn't have a son again, his daughter.
咁咧，當佢生到呢個王子生到屋企嘅時候咧，咁個父王又話：，哎，乜有第三女仔？So
again, doing puja for Lord Shiva or something.
跟住佢又做呢個為Shiva做一個祭祀。This
time they got a deal that he could be a man for 6 months and a woman for 6 months.
咁今次咧，佢哋有一個協議啦，就係咧，呢個人咧就半年做男人，半年做女人。And
that was too confusing for the citizen.
咁咧，對於呢個博物嚟講咧，就太過混亂啦。咁結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢嘅心靈。但係，結果咧，佢
material world in the first place.
其實呢，我們受苦的根源呢，就是我們在這個物質世界。
In the 11th canto, that is one deep Brahman is analyzing all the different reasons that people think is the cause of their suffering.
咁咧喺國家堂第十一篇咧，一位 Brahmana 咧就係分析咧啊啲人咧受苦嘅原因。
And he's eliminating all of them. That's the real cause.
咁啊，佢咧就將所有佢都否定咗咧其他嘅講法嘅，咁唔係真正嘅原因嚟嘅。
Even examples given, if you bite your own tongue, who can you blame? Can you blame someone else for that?
咁就好似你咬親你條脷咁，你可以怨邊個咧？咁你只可以怨你自己嘅啫。
I used to work as a carpenter a long time ago.
我以前做過木匠噶。
Every once in a while, you know, you hit your hand with a hammer. It's very painful.
咁有時咧，你突釘突錯咗，突咗落隻手就會好痛啊。
But you think it's okay because I did it myself. It's okay.
咁你又你又
couldn't imagine if someone else did that. It's so crazy.
咁因為你自己揼親咧，你就即係都容忍
啦。You can't blame anyone. You can't go around finding who made that happen.
啊，咁你如果揼親自己，你就唔會怨人啦。如果有人揼親你，你就會發癲啦。咁
最
緊要怨得邊個咧？全部都係自己，全部從自己嗰度嚟嘅。
When I was first in the temple, you know, one of the first things that we did was help in the kitchen cutting.
我係第一初去參加廟宇咧，就喺廟宇個廚房幫手切菜咧。
And you know, always the new ones would cut their fingers.
啲新嚟嘅奉獻者就都切親手嘅。
Can't blame anybody for that.
你可以怨邊個咧？係嘛？
So he said that the real cause of all suffering is just a bewildered mind of the enemy.
咁佢講到咧，呢個生物體痛苦嘅根源咧，只不過係因為佢哋咧受到迷幻嘅心意。佢錯誤咁認同咧自己真正嘅身份。
That it. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.